Apparently it has to actually have it. It's gotta be true. Why do you think that's true? Right, I mean, he didn't say that it was his. But you're getting pretty close. What is he? Well, I think maybe he's like, you know, sort of implying, or he's insinuating, better word for it, he's insinuating that, you know, he has Masayim Zuz. Amanah Sherech Masayim Zuz. You know, she's not an attorney. And she's like thinking to herself, oh, he only said he would show it to me. He doesn't say that he had it. And then he says, oh, over there on the table, see? $200. You know, so that, you know, it's probably a Mekach Tos. So let's take a look at Rashi. Right, so as we indicated, right, it probably has to do with, you know, her, you know, understanding of what was going on. Okay, so Gemara says, Itmar Rav Huna Amar. Oh. So Rav Huna says, V'hu yitain, meaning that he gives when he wants, and the Kiddushin will be chal, you know, lima freya, for the time that he said it. You know, Rav Huna will acknowledge that if he dies, right, prior to, you know, giving them, it's not like she was mikudesha, she wouldn't need ibum or chalitza, because the tnai wasn't fulfilled. So Rav Yehuda says that the Kiddushin are only chal mishas nesina, not the mafreya. Okay. Okay, so let's back it up for a second, just to make sure we understand what's going on. So the first machlokas we had with Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda is, when is a kiddushin to be chal? So then we said, what's nekudas machlokas? Rav Huna is saying, right, mishas kiddushin. Once he was mekayim the tnai, it's chal mafreya. Rav Yehuda was saying mishas desina. So the nafkamina was a case of pashta yada v'kibla kiddushin me'acher. So right, if somebody else swooped in, so Rav Huna would tell you that the kiddushin has basically been achieved. There's just a tnai which is chaser. Rav Yehuda would tell you, you know, the second guy was zocha. And the question then is, can we extend from kiddushin to gerushin? Tanami gabe gitin kei gavna, right? Ha omer li isha, go ahead. Hareza gitei cham nashu tili ni matayim zoz. Right, so for now, hashta mia lo heavy get, right? It's not considered to be a viable star gerushin. So what's so important about this is that the Gemara, you know, assumes that right now we can compare, you know, gittin and kiddushin. I think there's good reason to believe that this not be the case, but let's first, you know, See what the nafka minu would be. Maybe now we keep an ayush and he's kari haget. Rav Huna, the get was fundamentally good. Rav Yehuda. Okay, so now before we get to the tzricha, let's do a little bit of the work on our own. It's always good to work hard for it. And just seeing it, right? So the point is that getting kiddushin, the Gemara assumes are, fundamentally analogous. But one might say they're absolutely not, right? Especially because a get is not by consent; it's bal karacha. The chasav l'sevik krisus v'nasan biyada v'shulcham bibeso. So maybe there's more reason to say by a get, like Rav Huna, and to say that he does whatever he wants. It's not up to him. Whereas kiddushin, he needs her assent. So the tanai is much more fundamental to the kiddushin process. So that's how I would have been mechalik. So let's see, utzricha. Okay, so an interesting distinction. Gerushin, you're dissolving the union, maybe you backload it. You say it's not going to happen until the tanai is fulfilled. Yidmar behach. You might have thought that she, since she's a little embarrassed, to ask for her, tonight, the amount of money, that, maybe, she's not really so mechaz das that she's ever really going to see it. So Rashi says, "My bineo kerch lo Rav Huna nami asur li nasi achtiti and shem lo yiskem etznai veget batel mana mamzerim." Right. So the krova asi. Okay. Okay, so now back in the Gemara, so Meisvei, Hareza Giteh.
Meisvei, Hareza Giteh, Amrash, Shetisni, Wunatayim. So those apples from the Pishin, Shemeshtorah, Eh, Osho, Havod, Hareza, Mugiresh.
An interesting bifurcation, right? So we say that even if the get is destroyed, right, she's really considered divorced, but, l'chumra, she shouldn't marry somebody else until the get has been given, right? So that makes it sound a little bit different. Everybody seemed to agree before that, the get is only going to be chal, mishas, nesina, the Rav Huna, and the mafreya for Rav Huna. So Otani, Amar la harei zikitei chal nashe tibli mazayim zuz. Right, so if she gave it, so then she doesn't need Yibam, isn't she divorced? Lo nasna.
Lo nasna zikuka li yavam.
Okay, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, she can have her divorce as long as she actually pays up the money. So ad kan lo pligi of the mar savar. The Yorshi, right, that even for my Yorshim, that's her Shpag's Kiddush. The Chloyama mia tanai havi, it's considered a tanai. Right, that sounds like a kashyan Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda was the one who Bedavka suggested, right, that, it's only Mishas Nisina. I'm going to review the money, Rabbi. He. The Rabbanan Alei, but I'm not the Amrik Rabbanan. Not only in Machlokas, but I'm in the majority. So Guf Amr Huna Amr Rabbi, Kol Amr Manasko Amr Achshav Dami, Amr Zera, Kevin Amr Bavel, Amr Mina, Nada Amr Huna Amr Rabbi, Kol Amr Manasko Amr Achshav Dami, Pligi Rabbanan Alei.
Salki
lahas Zera, right, was one of the Amoraim who made Aliyah, so they used to say the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Right, so the person says, Mehayom ula'achar misa, so that internal ambiguity is sufficient to generate machlokas, to generate controversy. Is that really so? About Tanya, Mehayom ula'achar misa.
Get the eno get divrei chachamim Rabbi Yomer kazei get the Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bal Menas Nami.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, they actually had a debate even about Amanas. Not everybody agreed that it was Me'achsha. Why don't they have an argument in a much surprising case? So we want to say though diacha koach. So why don't we? Okay, so fine. So v'niflugi ba'al menas. Right. So you want to say, well, when you just have the machlokas about al menas, to teach us the koach of the rabban and how committed they are to their shita. So the very answer is koach. Right. Rebbe's willingness to be matir here that she's not going to require a yibum. That's a much bigger chiddush. Koach datera adif means that be makel requires much greater, much broader shoulders, right? To stake out that position. Rashi says, "Well, kapta at shloshim yom, as usually be'alma kamra." Right? So you don't really care about 30 days. So we say no, 30 days is real. So Menashe Yeshli Masayim Zuz. Right. So it's Kiddushe Vade if we know that he has it. Right, and nobody else can be able to make Kaddish, sure. But if we don't know, if it's a suffix, so then she would need a get from both. As we said, he suggests, Masayim Zuz, very strong indication is that, he actually has Masayim, Zuz. So that the Gemara says, well, it's not like obvious, it's not his, so why would she possibly care? So Avagav Dinaka Dami Beiska. So Rashi says, the Machsit Schar, Hayu Lefanav El Shulchano Lahachlif Uli Stakir. He's still making money off of it, even if it wasn't his quite 200 Zuzim. Okay, so Kol Omer Alminas, Kol Omer Me'achshav Dami. It's a very important yediya, it's a general yediya. Okay, so let's take a look at Tosfos. Ika Beinayu Oshin, Iskaria Ghetto Shinev. Arbalo Ratzli Shnuya, Ika Beinayu, the Pashi Yadav Akibba Kedushin Me'acher. Bilal Di Yimkena, Yetzarech Lomar, the Ravuna Tzricha Get. Misheni, because again, Ravuna thinks that the Get would be chal and mafreya. The Rav Huna ain't a tzricha get misheni. V'aleisa, the fiddler Rav Yehuda nami tzricha get misafik. Apparently, even Rav Yehuda would agree in that case that even thinks the get is only chal b'shas nesinas hamaos, but misafik it be machmir, right? Kedamrina and perak mishach. So shetitin the migrashas and the migrash shetitin. Well, nami gabi kiddushin la matzli shnei ikke benayu shenedu a kiddushin nasla b'shas kiddushin v'nishani yachla gabi gittin shenev aragad v'hachin nefar yishleel. The Rav Huna abu kiddushin Rav Yehuda abu kiddushin da'al chli alma. Everybody agrees, even Yehuda agrees, that if the Maos disappear, it's still Kiddushin. Kevin the Betorah's Kiddushin, Yavinu, since they were given in a proper manner. Because at least fundamentally they were given over Betorah's Kiddushin. Okay. Aval Duchei Alma. Right, Diladidei lo heavy get. Daha l'chiyavele heavy gita. Only when he actually, you know, receives the money from her is the get valid. Hashtamia lo heavy get. Then get lachar misa. Right, you hand him a get after misa. If you tell me my match to the Rav Yehuda, maybe everybody really agrees that the money can be paid to the Yarshi. Right, the Tanakhama holds that it's on delivery, right, of the money, and therefore it's not a get, because they ain't get la. That she could do yibum. Rabbi Yehuda migureshes miha misafek lemafrek. The brash the shatitin migureshes ve'ena migureshat shatitin. Yom kain have sveka shel eshes achiv shelo malkom mitzvah. It's a safek as to whether she's really still married to the brother. Shereim tisnana la'echad minakrovim migureshes misafek lemafreya. Yom kain. That's how you come to chalitza in general, is that anytime you have a safek, we'll prefer chalitza. So you'd have to say that was, you know, the best shot in the shita of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi.
Okay. There have been other cases before, like forced chalitza, and I probably should have asked this earlier also, but what happens if Klal Yisrael just not say anything, just say, like, okay, we're gonna, like, let this one by, sort of, they don't, not, like, disgrace him in a certain way, or in a hall, like,
You're saying in a situation where a person does chalitza because they don't really have the option of yibum?
Yeah, there's nothing negative.
Right. So again, yeah, it's a very important point. So chalitza still has its surah, still a basic form to chalitza, but it's certainly, you know, you've taken the edge off. There's no doubt about that. Okay. Can he has to have it. That's actually be true. By the way, base kor is a place which is sufficient amount of territory to plant 30 saw. So what does that mean? So Amanash Yesh Makom Ploni, right? They have to be in a specific place. Yesh Lo Boso Makom Mekudesh, Lo Vena Mekudesh. They have to be in a specific place. Like we said before about the Masayim Zuz, because her, you know, very reasonable interpretation was that he was talking about, you know, something that he actually had. So as we said before, Lokashya. So now the question is, why do I need to learn the same thing basically twice? One with cash and one with land. Lama the Mr. Gavi Ara, Lama the Mr. Gavi Zuza. Yeah, we should have much less uncertainty about it. It should be, you know, pretty clear to us. Okay, so Amanashi Yeshlo Makom Ploni, Yeshlo. Why do you really care where it is, right? Right, so I'll go and work and I'll bring it here. So Kamashwan, maybe she really does care. Maybe she wanted his house to be in Englewood, not in Teaneck. I don't know, you know. Whatever her, you know, predilections are. That's the point, is that she gets to decide. Okay, so the situation of distura, Rashi says, is arisus, and aris is a sharecropper, gabe hektish. Okay, so what does that mean? So let's see, it's not.
None.
Makdish Sadeu Mishas Hayovel. Sorim. So the amount of land where you can plant Chomer Sorim is worth 50 shekel kesef. If there are clefts. Okay, so that can't be counted towards the, you know, the area, surface area, right? All right, that seems reasonable. Pachos mikan. Okay, so it should be measured as part of the total area land. We have one. We have one. He the Bahadi Aralo Kitshu. Okay, so maybe it's not going to go with the land, but maybe it should just, you know, sort of be included as Hekdesh, know of its own accord. So, right, the Torah establishes exchange, right? The amount of seed to plant Chomer Sa'orim is Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Eli Shehikdish. Minayim L'Rabos. Letech is half of a kor. It's a quarter of a kor. Okay, so, at the end of the day, right, so anything that it, you know, comprises a field. Mikol makom. Okay, so we're talking about a situation where the clefts, these cracks, have been filled with water, and they're fundamentally impossible to plant in. Right, and we can, you know, really ascertain that point is true. Dekanami, right? Diktani dumi the slime. That thing we compare it to rocks, so obviously you can't plant shmamina. So you say yachid, it's filled with water. Then why does it need to be that deep? If people pach, we can't nami. So. These nikim, Rashi points out, are called aganos hakarka, right? They're kind of sort of called like the buckets of the ground, the water pools there. And shidra da'aras, Rashi says, makom aslayim ein lahem shem slayim la'atzman el al shem hakarkin nikoyim. Right, they're sort of considered part of the field more broadly. And that's the way that people even refer to them. So again, so Gabi Mechertznan backed up a little bit. Omer lechaveru base bar for ani mocha lecha. V'hayusham nekayim amukim. There are these deep clefts. Asarat vachim. Most long vum asarat vachim. Ein da yipachus mikanim dani mava merakul bercham av b'shein leimayim. Right. Even though they're not filled with water, right. Nonetheless, you know that point of demarcation is 10 vachim. So my time, my papa. People don't want to pay for one field if, in effect, it's not all one aggregate area. So the question is, do we treat it like hektish or to mecher? So my the hektish medamin amal. Right, so Kiddusha Isha, right, this will bring it, hopefully, you know, resonate with you, should it be more like being Makdish, Hektish, another example, or a little like a Mecher? Right, so because he said to her, So then it should be like hektish, right? Because he says to her, look, ana tarachna v'zaranu ma'asina, I'm going to be responsible. And therefore, even if it's harder to, you know, go up, you know, or beneath the ground level, you know, in Nikim and you know, Harim, nonetheless.
However, excellent.
So before we get to the Mishnah, so why don't we... the first Tosas. Hamakdash Sadeh B'Shasa Yovel. Maybe tomorrow we can take a look at the rest of the Tosas in. But Perish Bismancha Yovel Novik. Vilogar Sin and Bishnasa Yovel. Timken Mashma Demai Rishonatsu Shal Yovel. Pligi Ravishum Zechta Rachin. Chada Marina Kedusha. That you simply can't be Makdash during the Yovel. Because the whole point is that the Yovel is the point, you know, where the Sadeh, which has been, you know, Hukdash, would, you know, go out. Kolikar V'chada Mar Kadosh Yotze. That it actually is Chal, the Kedusha. But then it, you know, it's Yotze, the field is Yotze during the 50th year. Okay. So why don't we hold it up here, because the Mishnah is already a new, you know, the idea of Tznai Kafel, the Tznai B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, get into a little bit. So Mirza Hashem, we'll pick it up there tomorrow. Beautiful Gangami. Okay.